escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's. Way it should be.
Low blow, Shime.
Yeah, like
that's
really.
Supposed to be, isn't that supposed to be your BFF at Dan. Work? That you're taking shots at?
I mean, you set it up, Greg. I had to do it.
In the Twitch chat, somebody says brutal. Buckeye 1985 says brutal. You act like you never misspeak.
In my Shime. Peripheral, I can see Wiggy doing this. Isn't it peripheral?
No.
Peripheral.
Whatever.
I
you're
know what
a jerk.
Saying.
That's whatever. What you are. You are a big whatever. Jerk.
Should have just said peripheral.
And I don't know why I said sedan. Like, I say sedan, Raffaella, right. numerous times a day.
I mean, it's brain fog.
It's very interesting. Like
are you getting a new vehicle that might be a sedan?
We have been talking about that, actually.
So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, like, maybe.
You know?
Maybe
that's you guys what it is.
Sedan, like, Raffaella.
Yeah, thank you.
We should, rather than an SUV, we should get a sedan. And you and Santo have been talking about what kind of sedan do we get? And then boom.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, unbelievable catalog.
Man.
Excellent.
Two solo and in a group.
Hit after hit after hit after hit.
Right. Not many people could do solo and group success like that.
Correct. Commodores were huge.
Is it Lionel or Colonel Richie?
Well, there's also a Lionel Messi out there. Sure. Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
That is true, yeah.
I just got a package from BC. I wonder what's inside.
Okay, big dog.
Oh, all right.
I'll have
you got some merch.
I got some merch.
Just one in there?
Mark just handed me this. Mark Mingle's the greatest guy on the earth. I'll figure it out.
I was like, damn, where's my package?
Anyway.
That's Travion Henderson.
Hello.
When do we interview him?
You want to ask the question on everyone's mind?
No, that would be your
I would
wheelhouse.
Not ask that. No, that would
I mean,
not be.
That would be the thing.
You could ask Pop.
We could ask
Pop Douglas about it.
I mean, we could, but it doesn't matter. The cell phones that they have, we're not going to hear anything they say.
Can we do something about that?
I don't know what you're going to do about it, Curtis. Like, they must be in the weight room or something, and the signal is not good. It's every phone call.
Can't we just get a landline in there? Like,
they probably still have landline. Why don't they just bring them down to the studio and we could do it on the microphones that we use when we are there at Gillette Stadium on Monday mornings? That's what I would do. But I don't run the outfit over there.
Well, we should figure it out before next time because every time it's the same.
You don't like the phone that sounds like it just breaks away every 5 seconds?
Yeah. Ooh,
that's
I
an AF
it.
Phone. It's okay.
I got a nice really New nice. Balance BC football fleece.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Oh, I'm so
I love these mesh nice. Shorts.
You are on the take over there.
There you go.
I've been on the take. I paid to get in, and now I don't have to pay for clothes. Look
there
at that.
Go.
What are you hoping for record when it comes to your beloved BC Eagles this season?
7-5.
Okay.
All right.
Doable. They are preseason 13th out of the ACC. I think there's like 30 teams now in the ACC. But relatively favorable schedule, and I only ask that they win one game on November 1st.
All That's right. it. That's the Notre Dame game?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
This is Louie from Amesbury.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's
Happy
up?
Thursday.
Same.
Hey, go BC Eagles.
Yes.
My dad, Big Al, rest in peace, is an alum from BC. Love
okay.
BC. Didn't they just pick up a quarterback from Georgia, if I'm not mistaken?
Alabama.
Some transfer.
Alabama.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it, Courtney. Now, Courtney, this is why I'm calling. I'm driving, and I'm listening to you talk about that kayak nitwit that's in the clink right now. the freaking whatever he did, and you go, what a loser. I mean, it was just perfect. Oh. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
Complete okay. loser.
Thank you. He is a loser.
Yeah, he is.
Amen.
And Wiggy.
Yo.
Wiggy, yep. Tell me about Drake. Tell me about Drake May this year. What's going to happen with him this year? What are you thinking?
My expectations are that he has 22-plus touchdowns. I give him somewhere around, 10 interceptions, over 3,000 yards. But I expect them to win 9 games. I mean, Curtis has got him at 10.
Yep.
I think they could pull that off. But I get this team winning 9 games because of Josh McDaniels. We heard Pop Douglas talking about Josh McDaniels and his offense and how he's playing Madden. As an offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels has been good. I mean, obviously you have Brady, so it's kind of like you have to remove that. But when he had Mac Jones, he was good. And Vrabel, the way that I think he's changed the culture there, and a lot of these players are seeing it, and understand that we talk to about just like how they're doing things down there. And Curtis brings it up all the time. I think it's the third easiest schedule in the NFL that they have.
We are, by the way, you bring up Mike Vrabel. We are being accused of being hypocritical by a texter on the Subaru of New England text line.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the audio that we played of Mike Vrabel, let me just find the text, 781 text, which says, you guys are ridiculous. If Gerard Mayo said what Mike Vrabel said about Kendrick Bourne, you would be all over him, but yet you laugh when Mike Vrabel says it.
Well, what did Mike Vrabel say about Kendrick Bourne?
We refreshed
my
audio
memory.
During they said, Sean, do you have it? We played it during, he used the girlfriend analogy when you break up with a, you can play it.
I think that we just, again, try to put the roster together. I guess when it doesn't work out, you break up with somebody, your girlfriend doesn't want to be with you. And then you say, well, I don't want to be with you either. I'm not going to get into all that.
So was that?
I just said I'm not going to get into it. It was just like, we're not going to go back and forth here. We're trying to build a roster. You got to move on from some guys. You make connections with guys. You coach them. They earn opportunities. They get more opportunities. They take advantage of them. And that's kind of how these things go.
Yeah, and the text is right. It's true, but I think
you think that's true.
But I
like a guy who comes in here and says, "This is the identity." Mm-hmm. Like Mike Vrabel talks identity. He was talking identity last night during his speech.
Right.
Like,
well, we would have clowned Mayo if he said that.
No,
I think the difference is Mike Vrabel's proven.
Can I speak for myself? I would not clown Gerard Mayo for it. I would have the same reaction. I have the same reaction that I would have to Mike Vrabel, which is I like the fact that Kendrick Bourne, I don't care who the player is, if they're not on board with what we're trying to create here, then see you later.
But who benefits from that, from engaging on that
question?
The
organization does. The team does.
What Vrabel just said, and then he says it, then he doesn't explain it. He just sort of throws it out there.
That's cap, Greg. You would be all over
all
Mayo.
All over him.
You would have been like, that's why Mayo can't be a great coach.
Neutralized. Bam.
Wiggy, you know what he would have said? Curtis, you complained when Belichick said nothing. Now you're complaining when somebody's talking.
And I get Mike Vrabel gets the pass because of the success he's had as a head coach. So that's why he gets the pass. So I understand what the texter
is
saying.
Well, it sounds to me like he evaluated Kendrick Bourne and decided that the guy's going to be an issue. So, see ya. I got no problem with that.
But it seems like Kendrick also didn't want to be here.
That's what he's saying, is that once he decided to release him, mm-hmm. Kendrick Bourne said, wait, I don't want to be here. You can't break up with me. I broke up with you.
Yeah, I think that it was an unnecessary thing that Vrabel got into, and it didn't benefit him or the organization in any way.
Classless.
It was classless.
It really wasn't.
I mean, I get that's the thing. Vrabel is going to say things that if Mayo said the same thing last year, he would get crucified for, but because of Vrabel's track record, and I get it, and that's the world we live in. Sometimes you my mother used to say, hey, life is not fair, but because he was successful as a head coach and he's been at this before and he's kind of says the right things to the media, he'll get the pass.
And Coach's decision.
And Greg, what did we mock Mayo on last year? I know there's a
lot. Walking things back.
What did he do with the rats comment?
Yeah,
he moonwalked that baby.
So how is it different? If Gerard Mayo said, we have rats, and then was asked about it, and he said, I was making a light comment that clearly wasn't a lighthearted comment, we would be eviscerating him.
Yeah. That's cap.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. He's gotten the benefit of the doubt, and he's won zero games here as a head coach. Because we all like him. We all like his resume. We all think he can do it. Right. I haven't been dissuaded off of those feelings. But if we're going to be fair, yeah. Mike Vrabel's done similar things to what Mayo did.
I mean, I just think that he came in here, and the way it was run last year, it's not all on Gerard Mayo. It's on everybody. It was an S show. And the inmates ran the asylum.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people were riding their bikes around the locker room. And, you know, guys were getting in the head coach's face, you know, during training camp. And I just think that I appreciate some.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Somebody who comes in and says, in the form of Mike Vrabel, and says, listen, if you're not on board with what we're doing here, right, you might be a talented guy, but there's not a spot for you here. Like,
Mike has the power to do that. Mayo didn't have that power. Mayo couldn't say if a guy was acting like crazy, hey, you don't want to buy in? Beat it, because we know that Mayo didn't have that type of power and leverage.
Yeah, but I don't think that he had the power to get guys to want to buy in either. That's what I took away from Pop Douglas when I asked the comparison between last preseason and this preseason. He said, guys this preseason want to buy in.
Like, Mike,
that to me.
678 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Says, Greg, if Mayo was jumping in on a linebacker in practice, you would have roasted him. And yeah. I don't feel that way either.
I think you would have.
No, I wouldn't.
You would have said it's unbecoming.
I appreciate the guy gets in there and
yeah, I got classless. And, I got no issues with that. He's that type of coach. He likes to get involved.
Yeah. Guys, later today he'll be on the sled.
I look at it.
I would say that those are hard.
More in the sense where if Mike Vrabel said, "Oh, Drake May has proven he's the best quarterback up to this point." Drake May is starting day one last year.
As an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
Where Mayo goes, hey, Drake May has proven he's probably the best quarterback, but yet week one you start Jacoby Brissett. Like, that's where I think the difference becomes, and like Mayo was talking a lot, and it's like, well, how do you say that? Why don't you have the power to do that? Where Vrabel, when he says it, we all believe, okay, this is the gospel.
Here's a text that says, because Vrabel is clearly in control and Mayo was clearly in over his head.
They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
Wait, yeah. So let me ask you this, Greg. So yeah. if the questions asked of Vrabel yesterday about Kendrick Bourne,
yep,
and he answers it by saying, I want to talk about the guys that are here, that have put in the work, that are ready to go for the season opener against the Raiders a week from Sunday. Anybody that's left, I wish them well, but I'm not going to get into the reasons why. That is an answer that motivates your team, avoids giving gasoline to a story, and you're honest, as opposed to biting onto the bait, taking the bait, and saying, you know, girlfriend broke up with you, this whole thing. Like,
classless.
Me, it is classless.
I think he's trying to send a message, and I think that
by cutting him.
Yeah. But maybe he's trying to double down on the message to the guys and to everybody else that, if you're not on board with what we're doing here, then you're going to be gone. I get that point,
but I see what Curtis is saying, because Curtis and I went back and forth about this with the Steph Diggs when we had him on, and I think, Greg, you were on vacation, and Courtney, you asked the great question. He's like, coach's decision. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was like, what's that mean? Like, you know, is it health? Is it, you know, there's reports.
Discipline.
Is there reports out there? He's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the
showing up late.
Yeah, like, what's going on? And he just was like, coach's decision. Where, you know, if Mayo would have said that, probably would have got crucified. Like, you know, what's that mean, coach's decision?
And, Greg, can I give Wiggy credit for something?
Yes.
So, yesterday he was spot on about the Vrabel Elliott Wolf, that fans blame Elliott Wolf for the offseason. Goated. And I hate to do it again, but we have a poll up at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter. If this Patriots team doesn't do well, who is to blame? Kraft or Wolf? Very close, but Elliott Wolf, 52%, gets the blame. So at best, Kraft is only going to get half the blame that he deserves if this team fails. And that is why Elliott Wolf is still here.
Right,
and I have been wrong. I thought fans, I don't want to, you know, denigrate them, but I thought they were smarter.
Then you're a real schmuck.
All right, we'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.